Hello, friends. Sagan here. Welcome back to Indie Author Weekly, where I share my behind-the-scenes journey of writing and self-publishing books. If you are new to this podcast, I'm a productivity strategist for multi-passionate creatives at SaganMorrow.com. I help people manage their time and energy effectively through customized, actionable strategies that work for your unique life and business. When I'm not teaching about productivity to solopreneurs, I spend my time writing romance novels and occasionally business books. And that is what this podcast is all about, the adventures of the author life. Now, let's get into this episode of the Indie Author Weekly podcast. Today, I want to share just a few of my favorite books that have helped me improve my writing skills over the years. These are great resources if you want to get a deeper understanding of language and how to use it effectively, and also if you want to enhance your editing skills. If you really want to improve your editing skills, then these books are going to help you out with that. By the way, we have an entire episode here on Indie Author Weekly featuring 10 practical tips for editing your own work, so you can check that out in episode 15. Okay. Here are some of my favorite books. I have four main resources plus two honorable mentions that I want to share with you today. First, The Chicago Manual of Style. I originally purchased my copy about a decade ago when I was doing a lot of freelance editing for clients, and it is wonderful. I love it. It covers so much valuable information. Basically, any question that you have about punctuation, documentation, when and where to use capital letters, abbreviations, numbering things, everything you can possibly think of is inside the Chicago Manual of Style. So you can absolutely use the Chicago Manual of Style as the foundation for your personal style guide for your own books. Whenever I'm in doubt, I just always refer back to the Chicago Manual of Style. Second, the Canadian Oxford Dictionary. When you are an author, consistency is one of the most important considerations to take into account. This is especially true for us in Canada, where we tend to use a bit of UK English and a bit of US English, right? Like there's, it's this kind of funny cobbling together of a few different sort of ways of working through the language. And as a result, sometimes it can get really tempting to accidentally switch back and forth between, for example, using two L's instead of one, or adding the U to a word like color, and then writing it the American way without the U later on in the same document. I know that for myself, with a lot of my freelance work, I've had both Canadian clients and American clients. Most of my blog readers have been American, but again, I'm Canadian. I chose to write my novels using the Canadian English rather than American English, but you know, you really want to be cognizant of that, because if you do find that you flip back and forth between different dictionaries, depending on you know, if you're doing writing for clients versus your own books and that kind of thing, then you want to be very, very aware of this for your own work, for your own books. The thing is, inconsistency can be very distracting for readers. And as a result, when you are writing a book or a series of books, you definitely want to make sure that you are using the same dictionary every single time. And you can also make notes in your personal book style guide about whatever decisions you happen to make too, right? There's not really any hard and fast rules that says you have to always, you know, write or spell something in a particular way just because that's what the dictionary because the one dictionary tells you to do it that way. If you actually prefer to do it slightly differently, that's fine, but just make sure that you make notes of that in your style guide so that you're not flipping back and forth between different ways of spelling things. So my main dictionary that I use to choose, you know, whether what way I want to write words, what way I want to spell words, I adore using the Canadian Oxford Dictionary. I refer to it on a routine basis. It's my favorite dictionary out there. Again, you might choose a different one, but I I love the Canadian Oxford Dictionary. I have it out constantly. The third book that I want to share today is a text I received in grade 6, I think, when I attended the British school in the Netherlands. It is GCSE English Grammar, the exam revision guide. I remember I used to love it at the time. I'm pretty sure that I just opened it up and would read it just for the enjoyment of it. But it's really beautifully illustrated, and the information is laid out in very simple terms with clear examples of things like how to structure a sentence, the difference between adverbs and adjectives, all of that kind of thing. If you want to refresh your memory on the basics of grammar, then it doesn't matter how old you are, I definitely suggest getting a copy of this for yourself. The fourth book that I'd like to recommend is the Webster's Compact Writer's Guide. It's a portable little resource that provides a great overview of the conventions of writing. If you don't want to invest in the Chicago Manual of Style, because it is quite pricey, or if you just don't really want something quite so comprehensive as the Chicago Manual of Style, or you simply do your work from many different locations and therefore want to carry a smaller book with you, then the Webster's Compact Writer's Guide will be very helpful for you. Okay, so there you have it. Those are the four main books I want to share with you today to improve your writing and editing skills. Here are another couple that I want to give honorary mentions to. First, we have The Word Detective by John Simpson. This is a memoir by the former chief editor of the Oxford English Dictionary, so it is absolutely fascinating to get his insights about how language evolves, the way we use it in everyday life, and so on. I love this book. It has so many really great, interesting insights that you simply will not find anywhere else. The last book I want to mention is a classic that most writers have probably already read, but I really adore it, and it is On Writing by Stephen King. He has such a beautiful writing style, and I found it very invigorating and inspiring to read his story and hear his thoughts about writing. If you need a boost to get past writer's block, then you might want to pick up On Writing. I highly recommend both of these books if you love language and if you want some inspiration from extremely knowledgeable writers. So that is what I want to share with you today. Those are my six of my favorite books to improve your writing skills. Basically, we have here four reference texts and two memoirs about the craft of writing. And I will include all of these books in the show notes to make it easier for you to find them too. Now, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. What are some of your favorite books about writing and editing? What would you add to this list? Do you have any questions about other writing resources? Connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at SaganLives to chat about it. And you can send me a message on either of those platforms if you have requests for future episode topics too. The more you tell me what you would like to see more of on this podcast, the better I can accommodate that. You can also submit your questions or topic ideas anonymously at saganmorrow.com/question. If you enjoyed this episode, please take 2 minutes to share this podcast on social media and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Anytime you share it or leave a rating or review, it helps more listeners find the Indie Author Weekly podcast, so every bit counts. I really, really appreciate your support. By the way, you can access complete word-for-word transcripts of this episode and all past episodes, plus sample chapters of my books and a few other bonuses and goodies on the secret version of this podcast. Get access to all of that at saganmorrow.com/secretpodcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Indie Author Weekly podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.